Tuesday, June 1, 2021, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3:30 p.m.
You behaving yourself?
Yeah, you.
How's it going, Jason? Harlan played once. I'm gonna hand him.
Okay. It's 3 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order, and we will start with our Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please. Janet Gill, here. Scott Love.
Yes.
Robert Giese.
Here.
Larry Albanicious. Troy Lonsby.
Here.
All right. Do we want to jump down to item?
Sure.
Let's see. We have Jared on the phone from Adrian Smith's office, who wants to give an update. So we're jumping down to new business since he's on the phone.
Read that.
Oh, and a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting and is available for review by citizens in attendance. And like I said, we're going to jump down to four because we do have someone on the phone from the Adrian Smith's office. Can you hear us?
Jared?
Do we have him on mute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you're live.
We'll let you give your report if you would. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to do this remotely again. I apologize that this is the way we needed to do it, at least again this year, but hopefully this will be different in the not-too-distant future. But again, I'm Jared Reimers. I'm Congressman Smith's representative for your area of 3rd District. I'm based out of his Grand Island office. Just as a quick refresher, the Grand Island office is the location of the Congressman's casework operations. And congressional casework is an opportunity for a constituent, whether that's an individual, a private person, a government entity, a business, it doesn't matter. Just as long as they're a resident in some capacity of the 3rd District, to get assistance with federal issues. And that is stated broad intentionally, because the amount of things that we could potentially possibly assist with is pretty broad. To be frank, as long as it's not an item that's in the court system and it has a tie to the federal government, very possible that there's some casework we can do to assist. And the reason we can't assist with the court cases is just simply because the founders forbid the legislative branch from doing that sort of interference. But as far as anything else is concerned, whether that's the county needing assistance with a letter for a grant, or an individual needing help getting a passport expedited, it doesn't matter. Please feel free to reach out to us. We're happy to help. As far as policy is concerned, the congressman is the senior Republican official on the tax subcommittee within Ways and Means for this session of Congress. So what that means is he's going to be the primary voice for Republican tax proposals in the current session of Congress. So a lot of what you're going to hear him talking about right now is his efforts to provide alternative ideas for the step-up basis proposals, the estate tax changes that the Biden administration is proposing, and efforts to ensure that the recently passed enacted trade policy that he fought fairly strongly for in recent congressional sessions continues to be supported by the federal government. In addition to that, he is one of the members of the House that has sponsored legislation to support producers in their efforts to ensure they get competitive profit opportunities relative to the packers while maintaining an effective policy balance, recognizing the realities that packers throughout the district are one of the most significant employers in many, many, many communities. In addition to that, he is the co-chair of the ethanol caucus for this Congress. And so what that means is federally, nationally, he's actually one of the main voices for the ethanol industry and being an advocate for ethanol policy as an alternative fuel to both the green energy, the Teslas, if you will, as well as straight fossil fuels, and continuing to advocate for one of the greatest exports that Nebraska has to offer outside of our livestock. And then the last thing I generally like to mention, there's several other things we've talked about. I just like to make sure we hit on these certain specific policy items, is his stance on 30 by 30. 30 by 30 is something that, just to be very clear on, he is opposed to. He's actually one of the main co-sponsors for legislation in the House of Representatives that would essentially bureaucratically hogtie the administration in their efforts to accomplish 30 by 30. Whether or not that makes it out of committee, I'll be very honest, remains to be seen, and is probably going to be a fight, but it's a fight he's willing to push for, because he recognizes there are many concerns with how the 30 by 30 program has been presented at this point, and the administration's hesitancy to clarify the concerns has been something that the congressman has grown increasingly concerned about. And sponsoring this legislation to bureaucratically tie the hands of the administration is one of his ways he's attempting to force them to be more specific in the program's proposals. I'm going to stop there. Happy to take any comments, questions, concerns on anything I've talked about or anything I've missed, and happy to clarify anything as well.
Jared, I have a question for you. Can you explain the congressman's position on the 1-6 commission vote?
I can attempt to. His concern was not that he supports the need for a further inquiry, but in his opinion, there's a significant difference between what was proposed, which was similar to the 9/11 Commission, something that would have taken multiple years to complete, and likely would have been used on both ends as more of a political weapon for election purposes, as opposed to reviewing the facts and working with the bodies that were involved, whether it's the Capitol Police or the National Guard, within a select committee that could have been assembled as well between the House and the Senate and achieved the same functional duties, just with a far more time-efficient window to work with and more of a focused goal. His vote against it was more in the interest of trying to get a select committee created that would actually accomplish something in a business-efficient time frame, as opposed to the 9/11 style commission, which likely wouldn't see any results until right around the time the next presidential election would come to fruition and be a tool for both sides of the political spectrum.
Any other questions for Jared regarding Adrian Smith's office and their projects? Okay.
Maybe we'll see you again someday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you calling in.
I sincerely hope to be up there before too long. Thank you very much.
Great. That would be great to have you in person. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Oops. We'll go back to tabled items. We have the same tabled item on the agenda regarding wind energy. I think the planning and zoning is getting close to a public hearing, so we will hopefully be able to act on that one in the business at some point.
Next meeting.
Great.
We have a public hearing.
It comes here,
yes.
Not the planning and zoning. Okay, great. So anybody wants to talk about that, next meeting is the time to come. Our second item on the agenda is public comment. At this point, we will hear comments from anybody in attendance that wants to talk about something that is not on the agenda. Do we have any public comment regarding item not on the agenda? Arlen?
Arlen Keene. I live in Southwood Place in Southwood City. I'm a businessman. Uh-huh. I'm here basically, I want to talk about the Sheriff's Department a little bit. I'm concerned as a citizen. I was one of the business people that built this new jail when our county commissioner said we couldn't get it built, we couldn't get it done. It was about 12 of us business people got together and built the jail, was getting everything done, getting everything passed, where everybody told us it will never happen, and it happened. And I look at our deputies and our jailers right now, and they're low pay, and we're going to lose more of them. And I hear now we're spending a bunch of money, just as rumors, that we got from the seat with, from the government. We're going to have somebody tell us how to run things. I don't think we need somebody to tell us how to run things. I think we need to run our own businesses here. You've got some good commissioners. They all know they've all been in business at one time or another. And why would we hire somebody from Lincoln, Nebraska to do this for us? I've gone through this in the car business. I've been in the car business 50 some years now. And we used to have deals where they want you to go to a meeting and they tell you how to run your business. I went to one and I said, no, I don't need that, because all I want to do is spend your money. And guess what? I'm still in business. And I've got a lot of businesses around me that have got 10 times the cars I got, but I still make a lot of money. Not a lot of money. I still make money. Well, I shouldn't say a lot of money. But,
oh, no, we heard you.
It's a lot of money. It's on tape.
But I'm just really concerned, and I've just heard rumors, but I work with the Sheriff's Department on the Merit Commission, and so is Troy and Janet. You've been on there, mm-hmm. and I think probably all of you at one time or another. We need to really be concerned about running this place, because what happens if the sheriff decides he's going to retire, or what happens if he says, hey guys, I'm going to turn the jail back over to the county, we're just going to set up at the LLC side. What are we going to do then? I mean, seriously, we got to think about things like this. I'm a pretty good judgment of people. I think we got a good board of commissioners, but I think you guys get thinking sometimes, hey, it'd be a good idea to get this guy because he's got some good ideas. But you know what? The guy at Lincoln, Nebraska, or Omaha, or Sioux City, they don't know how we run our business. They have no clue. They've seen other businesses, but they don't know. I'd like them to show me what they've done to help them make money. You know, we get a little over 800,000 a year from the feds. Am I correct on that? Pretty close.
I don't have that figure in my head.
Well, it's roughly somewhere right around there.
That's a lot of money.
Yep.
And if the sheriff says they turn it over to you guys, we'd lose the feds, we'd be broke. I mean, then we would have a problem. And I think it's nice we got this money from the government. I got a little bit of it, not very much, but I kept it. You know, I spent it wisely when I did it. But we got to think about this when we're doing these things. Mm-hmm. And I think there's nothing broke on the jailers right now, on the jails or the deputies. I've heard they're going to put GPSs on them and stuff like that. And I mean, I don't know if we have to track them every move they make, because they're for me, by my safety. I depend on them a lot. I mean, if I need something, they're there. And just like our police department in South Sioux, they're very visible. A lot of places they're not, but these people are all visible. We got some good departments, and Dakota County is a great place to live. We got to put up with Sioux City. We got to put up with South Dakota, and then South. I'm not going to name it. You know, we're talking about South, the next reservation down South. So we got four different things coming at us all the time, and these guys do a tremendous job of that. Yesterday there was a shooting right 20 miles away again. So I don't know that we have to clock these guys every move they make, because they're doing a good job. Now, I didn't get paid to do this. I just come here on my own. I was worried about it. I've been worried about it for a week. That we're doing something that we maybe shouldn't do, or let's think about it before we do it. How about getting a public comment about it? How about getting a vote on it? See if they think we should do something. You know, I don't know if that's a good idea or not, because the public's got a lot of opinions, they don't really know either. But I do know we have a very good sheriff, and I'm trying to hire people, I'm not me, but the commission, we're trying to hire jailers right now, Troy knows. We had five the last time, right, Troy? Three turned out, and we lost one again today. So, I mean, guys, we gotta be thinking about getting some good people, and we have to give a little bit more money, I know that's hard to do, but if we got this extra money from the government, let's put it where we need to put it. Because we need to keep these people, because when Sioux City gets that new jail built, they'll wanna hire people too. And we wanna be ahead of them, but by then, we should have something going ourselves that we'll have the feds for sure again. Because the feds like us over here, believe me, they do, I've talked to them myself with the sheriff, and they like us. It's not like we're begging them, they just like the way we do business. And that's very important, so I hope I didn't bend my ear too long here.
No, I appreciate your comments, Arlen, we.
I'm just concerned, I'm not mad at anybody, I just really wanna think about this before we do something, please. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your comments, we're plugging away on some of these concerns, absolutely. Met with some of the county officials this morning, so we're plugging away on it. Thank you.
Keep me posted.
Will do. Any other public comments today? Marcy?
I'd just like to add to Adrian Smith's comments about 3030, that he is standing opposed to that. Governor Ricketts kind of led the charge throughout the states to stand up against it. And Governor Ricketts is meeting in communities around the area about 3030s, meeting in Norfolk and Wahoo and Clay Center, and his website will show you other things to give us more of an explanation about that if anyone is interested in going to that. I plan to. So.
Good. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for sharing the information last time on 3030 and the TED Talks. Any other public comment today? All right, we'll move on to the consent agenda. On the consent agenda today, we have the minutes from the previous meeting, payroll claims, accounts payable, and a treasurer release of a security pledge, surrender of a pledged security receipt. Everything appeared to be in order, and I think the release of the pledge is in your packet. Any particular comments on this, Dawn?
There's just extra pledges that we have because of
the funding,
now
yeah.
Much, so
you can release it. You can release it down. Okay. Accounts payable did include the Dawson County time clocks. The payroll claims, we have the two that we've talked about the last two times from the county attorney's office. We do currently have some research being done on that, so I would recommend we deny those for now until we hear back on our research. We should hear this week. So, any discussion or?
Is that a motion?
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as A, B, C, and D, but on item B, payroll claims, to remove the two requests from the county attorney's office until we've heard back from the research that is being done. We thought we might hear today, but haven't heard yet.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
All right, we are now down to new business. We've already done item A, which is Jared Reimers from Adrian Smith's office. Item number B is about the Dakota, actually B and C, Dakota Thurston County Fair Board. Have two requests on the agenda for us, and they are actually included in the packet.
Hey, Sheree.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. That's just a
this is the, oh, this is a summary? Okay.
Summary
this is a summary, okay.
All right, so I'm Sheree Conley on behalf of the Dakota Thurston County Fair Board. And I guess before I get started with my request, I was going to let you guys know, if you're ever driving past down Stable Drive, take a look at our Expo building. We had the front of it retinned, and we put a new entrance on the front of it and two new doors to make it a little more inviting, and so people actually know how to get in there. And so just take a look at that. And the other thing then is our fair is this August 5th through the 8th are the main dates. We have some animal shows prior to that, but the main shows are and events are August, they start August 4th, I guess, through the 8th. And we have some events that we need a special designated liquor license for. Our tractor pull is Thursday night. Our ATV rodeo and comedian will use the same area for that liquor license is on Friday night. And then Saturday we have a mud volleyball that takes place. And then our rodeo arena, we have three events, and that's one liquor license. It's the ranch rodeo, extreme bull riding, and barrel racing on Sunday then. So asking for permission for special designated liquor licenses for our fair events.
Okay.
And the other thing is each year we've been coming and asking for permission to close a portion of Stable Drive during our fair. And we'd like to close it down Wednesday, August 4th, about 1 p.m. through Sunday, August 8th, about 6. We'll open it back up. But our fairgrounds, the road runs right between our expo building and the fairgrounds, so there's people constantly crossing that road and lots of little kids and stuff. So it's just it's a safety thing for our community and anybody attending and stuff. So we've done it and it's worked great. The residents they've never come to us and complained anyway. I don't know if any of you have ever had complaints, but we haven't. So.
Well, they like it because people don't go fly by their house.
That's true.
So these are the same types of things we've done in the past, I'm aware.
Yeah. And so the other thing, too, is we've always asked permission to use the road department's road barricades, big signs. Mm-hmm. And they've always been real good and brought those out, and it helps us kind of direct traffic and close the road a little bit, too.
So. Good idea. Slow people down. Yep. Yeah. Notification. Yeah. Do we need separate actions on these two items?
If it's okay, I'll make a motion for the Dakota County Thurston for the fair to approve for a special designated liquor license for August 5th to the 8th for the following events.
Okay. I'll second that.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
I forgot to ask if there was any questions, but apparently there wasn't, so.
And then as far as the approval on C, I'll make a motion to for approval to close the portion of Stable Drive for safety reasons starting Wednesday the 4th and ending on the Sunday the 8th and use the road department signs to shut the road down for the fair.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? Any questions for Cherie? If not, we'll go ahead and roll call on that.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hope the fair looks like a fun fair this year, Cherie.
Yeah.
Past COVID, it'll be fun to go. Yeah. Go.
Invite you guys all to come on.
We will come. We'll be there. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we are now down to miscellaneous and old business. The road department, are you giving the road department report? Jolene?
Yep. You have a copy of it?
You have a copy of it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yes. Fred, as you know, retired yesterday? No.
Friday.
Friday.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday. This
last workday. So we've got a copy of the road department.
I guess I'm not quite sure how he ever went through this before. Did you just go through the hours individually?
There's usually about a half hour.
Yeah.
Kind of read through it and any highlights of what might be happening?
So maintenance hours, greater hours out on the road were 217 hours. They spent 25.5 hours cutting trees, and we did have some wind last week, or was it the week before? Had some calls of trees down, so they went out and got them cut up and off the road. Willis Bridge, so we hopefully that contractor will be out there soon, but part of that bid process was for us to remove the decking on the bridge. So the guys went out and did that, so it's all ready for when the contractor comes in, he can get his stuff done. Garbage pickup, 5.5 hours, 102 hours with gravel hauling, 1,433.41 tons, the three-quarter clean aggregate, and 74.18 tons of inch-and-a-half crushed concrete. 9 hours were spent spraying weeds and 49 hours putting up sign barricades. We had requests for gravel on I Avenue, R Avenue, and 185th Street.
Nice job.
Yeah. This fleet summary, this is really kind of a nice little report as well. Does this assist in with some of this documentation up here?
I haven't had a chance to kind of break down with what the guy's done on the day and how this adds up, you know. I know they might have 10 hours down on the grading of the day, but it's not, you know, they might go out and fuel up their machine, change blades real quick, or do something. So sometimes some guys are really good about breaking that stuff up and some aren't. So, I mean, it'll be close, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this looks like a nice tool to use to be able to figure out what's been, you know, how many miles have been put in on various roads and that sort of thing. Any other questions or comments from commissioners? Thank you, Jolene.
Thanks, Jolene.
First one.
Thank you.
All right. So item number B, discussion. This is a discussion regarding the county policy on mowing of the county right-of-ways. And I believe there is the statute in the packet that you have. I believe the county has done some mowing in the past of paved roads, but the statutes indicate, where is the statute, which one is it? 39181811. So we're going to take a look at that, and then we can talk about a policy regarding mowing. I believe the statute says the duty of the landowner in the state to mow all weeds that are mowed with the ordinary mower to the middle of the public road and drainage ditches running along their lands at least twice each year, namely sometime in July for the first time and sometime in the second September for the second time. So that there is a state statute regarding mowing responsibilities.
Maybe Jolene can tell us what's currently being done.
Can you update us on what the plan is?
Currently, and I don't know when it got started.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Fred about it, and he said they were doing it when he was there, but currently we're mowing the hard surface roads. We get out there when we can. We try and do it, you know, at least before Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, when we got people coming in. Like I said, I'm not sure how that started, but that's kind of been our policy. And then the rest of the landowners are responsible for mowing their road ditches. So generally in the past, we haven't done too much about that unless there's been a complaint with visibility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess it's kind of hard to go out. You know, once you start picking on one person, you got to do it all. So you got to be consistent. But as far as the hard surface, I have no idea how that got started. But that's currently what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to turn it back over and make sure all the landowners are doing it, I think there should be some sort of policy set. That's what you guys want to do. That way, if people start calling in, we can say, hey, you know, we just didn't change it on a whim. This is what we kind of need to be doing. So
posting this statute that it's a responsibility of.
Yeah, we put that in the paper every year.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, we put that in the paper every year in May.
Okay. So it is common knowledge. It's just that we, as a practice, have.
Well, how many people pay attention to it? I've talked to different people in the past, and they were very surprised. They didn't know. Mm-hmm. But that's when we contacted them because of visibility issues, and they just had no idea that they were supposed to be doing it. So
the statute, is that then county policy? Is that what that, or is that state?
This is state. This is state. State statute.
You know, and it just depends on what the counties want to do. Cedar County, they hire mowers and they mow all summer long. They do all their roads. They just think it's better for drifting snow, and that way it's out, it's done, and they don't got to worry about it. But it's just, it needs to be done, whether the county takes responsibility for part of it or they make all the landowners do it. I mean, that's up to you guys.
I did some checking around in Washington County. They have the landowner does it, and they have kind of the same problem. They have more and more paved roads as subdivisions come in. The landowners are responsible unless there's like visibility issues, like a tree that might be blocking an intersect. You know, then they take.
And, yeah, sometimes the weeds get tall, and we'll
for
do something.
Signage and stuff. Yeah.
Sometimes farmers will plant the road ditches, and that can cause issue too. And they get a little test even to tell them they got to cut that back, but.
And then in Holt County, it falls back to the landowner, and both for paved and dirt. And then if they have to go out and do it, they charge $400 a half a mile.
Oh, wow.
That they assess back through the taxes. Because their philosophy is their road crew should be focusing on culverts, ditches, bridges, building up roads during prime time, which that is prime season, April to.
Dixon County, they function the same way.
Okay.
My cousin told me the other day, I asked him specifically about it. He said, well, you mow it or they come do it and they charge the daylights out of you. And I can do it a lot cheaper than they charge for it. So, not many paved roads up there, though, I suppose. But like I've always said before, why should the guy on this paved road right here get his mowed and this guy 10 feet away don't? And they're paying taxes, and both people pay taxes. That don't make no sense to me. It's unfair.
So have we had a lot of, Julian, do you know, a lot of people say they don't do it? Have we had to go out and do it, or have we done that at all?
No, we haven't. Usually, like I said, we only act if there's a complaint, because we just don't have enough time to go out and be the lawnmower cops, and then they usually will do it right away. I think something, if you guys want to put something in effect, you know, give them a chance to do it,
That's what it says in the...
Yeah, by July.
That's what it says. You're supposed to notify them in advance of...
Right, yeah. And say, if it's not done, and I would surely think by, what was it, July 1st or July 15th?
Yeah, July, what is it saying here?
Oh, so sometime in July.
Sometime in July for the first time, and then sometime in September for the second time is the statute.
Yeah, and I haven't had time to check on that, but I'm thinking that might have to do with wildlife.
Yeah, it is nesting in the
ditches, and so they don't want them to go out right away. But I would think by the time July 31st rolled around, everybody should have an opportunity to have at least had it done.
Have mowed it once. So.
But we just need some consistency or something set up to start enforcing it, I guess. I mean, we have the statute to fall behind, but we need a decision.
Like a posting, yeah. I mean, I would be in favor of this. The only road that I probably think we might need to make some exception on would be Veterans Drive, that the middle part of it. Who does that? But maybe we work on something different for that, with the South Sioux. Thoroughfare that's right,
So you're saying you would like to see the county?
That's the only one that I think that's probably going to be fuzzy, because I don't know who, if I was over.
I mean, you could just revert it back to the landowners.
Each one takes care of half.
That's what I say.
In the middle, but the middle between the road, the one that goes right and the one that goes left?
Sure, why not?
Excuse me.
Or the one that goes west and the one that goes, or north and one that goes south.
I'm not very familiar with that area. I've only kind of been down there a couple times, but part of the problem is they have a lot of utilities that get in our way. So I don't know if that's an area we could push in a different direction or not.
Well, I think that the statute's pretty clear. It's not really our responsibility in total, but maybe that's a discussion with South Sioux.
Janet, they could plant flowers in there.
Wildlife.
Some flowers, and then they wouldn't have to mow it. It'd look beautiful all the time.
That's a thought.
So do we need a county, a decision from the county then on it, or do we just fall back on the statute that says?
Well, we've been doing all of the hard surface roads, so if we want to stop doing that, we should have more of a discussion and something put in place, say from here on out, this is what we're going to do. Because like I said, we start telling landowners, now they're responsible, you're going to get a lot of.
A lot of them are doing it already. I went down South Bluff Road, I, Fiddler Creek.
Yeah, some do a very good job of it. Some, not so much, because they know the county will do it, so.
So how many miles of hard surface roads then do we do?
We have about 18 miles of hard surface road in the county, so double that.
What's that down there?
Is that the roads down by Homer too, and the?
Well, they never got mowed last year.
Fiddler Creek.
Well, that farmer mows it down there.
Wiggle Creek and.
Yeah, some areas, like he said, the landowners are very good about doing it, and some need a little help, so.
And we do that just twice, then, the hard surface?
We try and do it, like I said, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, just kind of so the area looks nice, and we got a lot of people coming in, but a lot of the landowners will mow pretty regularly. I guess I don't know how many miles per se that landowners just don't touch because they want to wait on the county to do it. I guess I don't know that figure.
I feel we should.
Just rely on state statute.
Yeah, rely on the state statute, and then if we get concerned, we can notify people and.
So what you're saying is you would like the regular hard surface roads to get reverted back, so letters sent out to them.
Did they get letters that said we would do it? I guess I don't know how that ever happened.
No, but it's just been a policy for 20-some years, you know, just to change it, and then they would be unaware of it. I mean, they should have some sort of notification, I think, would be.
Pursuant to 39.
I think that's back when we had about $3.5 million in reserve.
Be nice to have those days back.
Yeah, I think maybe we send some notification out to, I guess, the folks on those roads.
So do we need to, is that a lot of work to get something going, or do we just blanket an area with a letter?
What is the circulation of the Star? In Dakota County?
In Dakota County? I'm not sure.
800?
I want to say about 1,000.
Because we don't get everybody covered, you know, a lot of people don't get the knockout thing.
But no, I'm talking about a letter.
Oh.
Like a postcard or something that says pursuant to this.
But the farmers, I mean, we just put in a Star for the, they can only farm so close to the edge of the road, that just goes in the Star once a year too, right? Correct?
This statute, I don't know what it looks like.
I just.
Your MOAD?
Basically, it tells them pursuant to that state statute that they have to mow once in July for the first time, and was August by the second?
September.
September.
And is there something about weeds and, I mean, there's weeds and there's trees, I mean, landowners are responsible for all of that stuff. Each landowner responsible for trimming hedges and undergrowth. They're responsible for weed management, and they have even the types of weeds they need to manage. So, I mean, it's all pretty spelled out that this is.
That weed thing's a real issue, and I think if I'm right about the wildlife, but the leafy spurge is in bloom right now, and you're supposed to spray it right now, or cut it, but it'll be back if you cut it. See, I mean, we got a growth of pretty good sized crop right along 77 there, right over on the north side of the tracks, on the west side of the road. I mean, it's a big area, and there's a lot of it around the county, different areas, and a few musk thistles, but they're beautiful.
Well, even if we send out a postcard to everybody, I mean, that's probably what? And maybe we wouldn't have to do it in town.
Would it, but like when you, or I guess it would be the treasurer's office, sends out the tax assessments?
Yeah.
Would it help to put a notification in along with that every year? Since, I mean, it's a mailing going out already.
That's in December, though, which is okay, but...
They won't remember.
They won't remember.
It's going to be December to mow in July. That's not going to work.
We
sent 6,000, 5,000 letters out just last week, you know, with everybody's new values, but there's probably over 10,000.
There's over 10,000 parcels.
Mm-hmm. That's...
A lot of them won't. They won't get in town. They won't,
Maybe just wait till there's a complaint and send a letter out.
The STAR circulation is about 1,300.
13?
Yeah.
That did pretty near half, for sure, half of the rural.
I guess we could try and put something in the paper, mm-hmm. and then, like Troy said, if they're not following through.
Get the paper and you know about it.
And then we can follow up. The two counties I talked to, they said they would have called them and say there's been a concern about your weeds. If we have to come out, we'll charge $400 half a mile or whatever
it
is.
And then so after that phone call, mm-hmm. do they give them like 2 weeks to mow?
I didn't get the specifics, but I can.
That'd be a reasonable.
That'd be reasonable.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
And what's our fee?
$400.
For half a mile.
Well, you got a minimum. You'd have to have a $100 minimum, for sure.
Maybe we can research that and figure out. You will be charged because it'll be dependent upon, you know, what you have to do. If you got to do weeds, you got to do mowing, you got to do trimming. You know, it would be contingent upon that, I would guess.
Maybe research what other counties.
I'll do some research.
Okay.
But yeah, he said $400 a half mile is what I got back. They assess it as part of the taxes, and they have to pay it.
So, and that would be kind of hard, too, because with zoning, you only need 400-foot of frontage in your front yard.
Mm-hmm.
So you got some of these people who don't mow all that, and they don't have that half a mile or mm-hmm. quarter mile. And now we're...
yeah, you're right. We might have to research that part of it, but I guess the overall... And we want them to do it, so we don't have to charge them and do it.
Chrissy, how many parcels in South Sioux? If there's 10, there's got to be half, at least half, right?
I would say over half.
5,000 postcards, it probably costs 40 cents a postcard to send it out. If we went that route,
mm-hmm.
which is not a lot of money.
Cheaper than mowing.
Cheaper than mowing.
So want to make a motion to put a posting in the paper and a mailing, or just something in the paper?
I'd put it in the paper, too.
Mm-hmm.
That way it'd be covered. Don't cost that much to put in the paper. I don't think.
That I don't know. that's out of my pay grade, unfortunately.
I'll make a motion that we put a posting in the paper regarding...
On the front page.
...mowing. Of landowner's responsibility for mowing weeds. What's the other piece in here? And trimming. As notification. And then we can.
I'll second.
This still includes property on state highways, right?
State is responsible for that. And see, theirs is still growing. I've been watching what they've been doing. And.
They're only supposed to do it twice a year.
Yeah, they're kind of in the same boat with us, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, any thoughts or questions or amendments to that motion?
That was just to publish
in the STAR.
A notice in the STAR
regarding the statutes 39-1811 regarding landowner responsibility, regarding mowing, weeds, and... Well, 39 is hedges and trees.
And you just did that in May,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we just did that in May.
Oh, we've already done that. Okay. Do we want to add and send postcards to people? Or are we good with just posting it and waiting for people to call?
I think for the little bit of cost of postcards, we should do postcards also. And we can limit it to... I mean, the cost isn't going to be... It's twice as much as it's going to be to put it in the STAR. So
I mean, realistically, you don't have many issues with people, period.
Yeah.
Okay, so the only thing, the big issue that we're looking at here is just, we're not going to do the hard surface roads anymore.
Right, we're trying to change our policy.
So therefore, if you look at all the hard surface, I think our only issue is we need to figure out Veterans Drive. That's why, I think that's the only issue. Otherwise, you take Highway 20, you take, I mean, Rick and Rob Escape farm the bulk of that, they've already mowed it because obviously they know what's going on. So me personally, I don't think a postcard, I think, unless, like Troy said, if there's an issue, you know, then contact them. I don't think a postcard is gonna make a difference.
Scott, when you were doing the mowing, did you see areas where people just waited for the county to do it, or?
No, because I think they just assumed, like you said, that they've done it for so many years, that they were just gonna keep doing it. But like, you know, you take Highway 20, you take Lake Avenue, you take C Avenue. I mean, you got Olson's down through there. They keep it mowed. You know, Bill Rohde down there, he keeps his mowed. I really don't think that, I don't think a postcard, I think they all know what's going on. You know, I really do. I think they all know what's going on. So,
I don't think a postcard.
I really think mm-hmm. that we just need to come up with a solution, and maybe we don't need a solution for Veterans Drive. I know the city's concerned, obviously, and whatever we decide is what we decide. You know, mm-hmm. if we're going to go with the landowners there, like you said, it is kind of confusing with that center island. Mm-hmm. But obviously, the taxes are paid mm-hmm. to the center of it. I get that. Mm-hmm. You know, so they should be responsible. But I know they're trying to keep it, you know, beautified as much as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. And I know the city said something about they had an issue. They wanted to talk to Lance Morgan and them, but they were going to go from 29th Street east and west, okay, and take care of that. But they wasn't going to go to the south and take care of the county standpoint of it. So, and that leaves up to the, you know, mm-hmm. do we want to do an interlocal agreement? You know, mm-hmm. I know Nirma said something about doing that and splitting the share costs with them. It, like I said, it doesn't matter to me if you want to put it on the landowners or if you want to make an interlocal agreement with the city of South Sioux City and split it. I think it'll probably cost, if I had to guess, I've mowed it with a regular mower. It's about a 10-hour ordeal. So if you're going to pay somebody $80, $100 an hour to do it, if they do it once a week, you know, depending upon Mother Nature, you're probably talking $3,000 a month to mow it. So it'd be a $1,500 expense for probably 5 months. I'm just guessing, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't want that job.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what they get.
I think we should just be consistent, and then if we need to do something different, well, the city can come and make a proposal for us. But I think we just be consistent.
That's totally fine. Like I said, it doesn't matter.
Spraying the weeds too, now that, to me, I don't know why we do it. We only get a little needy bit of the county done, and there's weeds everywhere. I mean, noxious weeds.
Like on the bridges, approaches, and
everywhere.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, like out in the fields, even.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have to do it.
I don't think we do.
I think the state does require us to.
Well, it says in there the farmers to mow the weeds, so what's the nearest way to mow them or spray them?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In the right of way.
Yep.
And then if they got it on their ground, then they're supposed to get a letter from them.
The NCRD or
some of the weed board, yeah. Because we don't have a weed board.
Mm-hmm. You are, you know, the weed board.
I am. Oh, I didn't know that.
A letter from Larry.
Don't pay very good.
Okay.
So I just think we just need to stick with, you know, it's already out. I think people know what's going on. So that's my personal opinion.
So do we need to send those?
Do we need to send in?
Those that landowners around Veterans Drive are all trustees? Or
banks,
they
are custom.
I think they need to maybe be notified. They
mm-hmm.
when the weeds get this tall, somebody's gonna notify.
And I mean, they're very familiar with arranging for maintenance.
So,
I mean, they should be made aware, but they probably need to be made aware because they're not driving or getting anything.
If you take the east side of Veterans Drive, and you have what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses down through there, you know, are they responsible for everything that's in front of them, clear to the center?
People on Bennett Avenue?
Yeah.
I'm wondering whose ground that is right there. And that's literally west of the county road.
I question it too, you know.
It's Oler King Holdings.
I think so.
Oler King Holdings.
Yep.
Those are the people I see.
That little sliver was Oler King Holdings. It doesn't really show on here very well, but when I zoomed in.
Connor Love's on there for something. Just Connor got around.
He's on Bennett Avenue. I don't know what that has to do.
He just bought a house down there in January.
He's got his name on there.
Well, it sounds like we're doing everything we should be doing.
He's on Bennett Avenue.
Well, is that what the deal is?
Oh, Bennett, okay.
I mean, by law, I mean, it sounds like we're doing everything.
I think so.
We should be doing.
Like, I think Joe makes a good point though, because down there, those landowners down there, I think.
They probably don't know.
Well, just for instance, I think that the bulk of that land down there is farmed by.
Some holding company?
No, I think they own it, but it's farmed by, who lives right out there by Crop, or Central Valley Ag right there? Gene Murray. I think Gene Murray farms.
He did, but he gave up some of that down in there.
Did he? I don't know. I just seen him down there not too long ago farming it, or planting.
Farmed Miller's back to the east of Bennett, down in there.
So there's farmers still farming down in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they probably could come down with their little mowers.
Somebody else farms the majority of that, on the west side. It don't matter, I guess.
Yeah.
They get weeds to get big enough, somebody's gonna get a phone call.
Right.
So just wait?
Yep, wait till we get the phone call, and then we'll come up with what kind of agreement we have to come up with.
It should go to seed anyway, because it really is pretty sparse.
Do we have a motion or anything on the, or not?
I think you have one.
You would've made a motion, and Troy seconded to put a notice in the Star.
But we already have one out, go out already.
Well, we could put one in multiple times, maybe. I mean.
Or do we do a postcard?
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to put another one.
Should we do it like?
We could tweak the, what we put in and actually say, you know, this will be enforced.
Mm-hmm. And mail it?
Well, no, just like in the paper.
Okay, oh, public, okay, all right.
Maybe we'll just tweak the ad a little bit and.
It will make it this week?
Let them know it'll be enforced.
Well, it's the front page, so.
Oh. No, I mean a notice, like a public notice.
Oh, not a public notice, but.
It's too late for a public, it's too late for a public notice.
Yeah, there's gonna be a story, so we don't have to do anything right now. There's gonna be a story.
Wait for the story to come out.
Make sure you put Larry.
It's all free advertising.
Yeah.
I'll put that in the headline.
Okay. Mow your lawn, or mow your ditches.
Okay, so. All right, so we're gonna place an ad in the paper, period.
Okay.
Okay.
Place an ad in the paper.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Scott.
Yep.
Robert.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
All right. That was a tough one. If you get lots of phone calls, Jolene, you know where to point them to the paper.
Just
call
progress.
And all right, item C, discussion and approval of changing the road director position from one position to two positions, road foreman and administrative assistant highway superintendent versus road department director, highway superintendent, road foreman, and so we're going to have a discussion about those positions. I know that was part of what we were debating or talking, you guys were talking about, maybe I was not in those meetings, but so how do we want to move forward now that Fred's retired? What is the best strategy to make sure that our road department continues to function and we get all the I's dotted and T's crossed?
Well, I think we need to make two positions. Talking to Jolene today about budgets and things like that, I think she's got so much. She handles a lot of the on the administrative side on that. So that's my personal opinion, that it should be two separate positions.
And we're just worried about the different aspects of the job for two different people, or. I mean, that's
the way I read it. Who's the boss?
The road director would continue to be the boss. I would basically, I'm doing all the work, just not getting paid for it. So if we split it, then I would be getting. When I first started, Bill Rohde was road director, and Randy Crombie was the highway superintendent, and he also was the truck driver. And then when Bill became commissioner, Randy took over both positions. And then when he passed away, then Fred stepped in and as road director, we hired out a year or two, maybe, the highway superintendent position until Fred got his license. And then after Fred got his license, then he held both positions. So I would still do my job and then do all the reporting, which I...
Like you do.
Like I do. Basically, on the highway superintendent side of it, Fred would do the meetings. You know, then they go in their meetings and keep up on stuff like that.
You have to be there so much time a year.
Yeah. You have to continue up and go to those meetings to be able to continue to get your licensing.
So the road guy would be doing that?
If we split it, it depends on who you know, if you want the road guy to come in here and give the updates and whatever, perfectly fine. But the highway superintendent does the annual report and the 1 and 6. And those are the big things that they do, which I'm currently doing.
Previous road superintendent said that you did it all.
Other than going to the meetings.
Why he didn't have to spend no time in the shop.
Well, Jolene, I think to the road department is kind of like Joan to the courthouse. You know, the backbone.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I would too. That's why he said it.
What's the difference between a Class A and a Class B? Because Fred was a Class A, right?
So after you have 2 full calendar years of experience, then they'll move you up to a Class A.
I see.
Yeah, that still gives you the power to sign off on anything needs to be signed off on, being a B?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of incentive from the state. They try and encourage you to keep your highway superintendent. Well, you have to have a highway superintendent per state statute, but they give more incentive than the longer they're there. I guess would be my only, you know, you got a little bit more experience, you've stuck around, and we'll give you more money, so...
And you did this strictly on your own, correct? When you got the B?
Right.
You did it on your own. Nobody encouraged you or did somebody encourage you? I'm just trying to figure that out.
I probably wouldn't have gone and got my licensing, but I've had a lot of people tell me you should get your license. So when Fred kind of was mulling around a couple years ago about retiring, that's when I went in and did it.
And how long have you had your license? 2 years?
I got it in November of 19.
19. Okay, so it'll be 2 years. And if you don't have a position,
it's either within 6 years or 8 years, then my license is...
Then you got to start over.
I got to start all over. Okay. Yeah.
I remember reading that somewhere.
So the positions that are in the packet, there's the one that the original one that is the original one from Fred, the last one, the highway superintendent.
Yeah.
So that was his. That was his title, highway superintendent.
Yes.
And it included, I don't ever see where it says that he had to have a license. All highway.
I guess the main thing is mm-hmm. I mean, do we want to do it like Bob says, you know, we'd like to separate them? I mean, mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to send it. You know, just advertise it and see what we get for what experience and what everybody has, I guess.
Good thinking.
For road, for what?
The regular, the one that was Fred's.
Yeah.
The road
for Red, for Red's, for Fred's position.
Well, I guess my idea on that is I've been doing the work. But the only thing would be, well, I'm finally getting paid for what I've been doing. Highway superintendents, a lot of counties are having trouble getting. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to find somebody who is the highway superintendent and the road director. So
I would just like to advertise and see what we get for applicants and just go from there, not just to see.
Because there's not even a Why, one of them has a salary and one of them doesn't. Why is, why would that be? Only one of the three has a salary on it. Isn't that weird?
That's the way I put it together.
Okay. Okay.
The highway superintendent one is the job description that came off the NRMA web, the NRMA,
okay.
The NRMA road manual is where that's from. The road foreman is kind of a cross between, it was the highway superintendent without the highway superintendent administrative duties to it. So I took out, I used the highway superintendent job description and then took out what Jolene would be doing administratively, like filing the 1 and 6 and keeping all those road reports together. And then there was an administrative assistant position in the NRMA road manual. And so I took that one and added some of the highway superintendent things to it that would be to prepare and the 1 and 6, complete the annual certification program compliance, etc. But I had both of those positions reporting to the Board of Commissioners. And I did not call it road director. I called one highway superintendent and administrative assistant, and then the other one a road foreman. But if you would advertise for a highway superintendent and use this, then they would be required to get their highway superintendent license to do this job. The road foreman job is basically that, just without that.
Can we post both of them and see what we get? Because I mean, if I was looking at the one that said highway superintendent, but I was really, it's more to do with roads than highways. That's what throws me off on the description. The description for Fred's job was, this doesn't sound right.
Well, highway in the state statutes refers to the all road systems. It doesn't necessarily mean highway.
Oh, it doesn't.
Just all roads.
Maybe we got title. Seven of them out there on road roads.
Because actually, I would agree with Larry, probably the biggest focus is rural roads of that position.
An all-inclusive term, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, either way, we'll have to put out a. Mm-hmm. Application or road foreman, right?
For sure. There's been one fellow that's called me and he wanted a job.
The foreman?
What? Highway superintendent, Class A license. But I never discussed it any further because I wasn't sure what was going to transpire from this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know if we were going to go ahead and advertise, or we just going to go with the flow, or what. I didn't know.
So, are you just a secretary out there right now?
Yeah, but I compile all year long the information for the annual report, so. The job from when I started to what I'm doing now is completely different, just because I know what goes in these reports and I gear all year long towards doing these. Said I've been doing it for 15 years, I guess I'm familiar with the county, I know what's going on.
I've been told what you're saying, you do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I would like to get paid for my efforts.
Maybe I want to be a road foreman, so I just don't have to do much of anything but drive around like I do.
Or
you could apply.
You could apply. Item D, I mean, maybe we jump
there. Larry.
That would be awesome.
I'd have to quit this job. I like this job.
Larry.
I have power.
There's another option, and that's a working road foreman.
Yeah, but I can't work no more. I'm retired.
And they, and they have a, NERMA had a job description for that. It's called a foreman slash safety manager.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. But if a guy had a working foreman, he should be out working, right?
Right, right.
And then would he, what would his job be then?
He could be one of the grader operators.
Should be out in a motor grader or something, building a road, right? So who kicks the guys out of the shop in the morning when they want to hang out there for a couple hours?
They don't do that, Larry.
I'll take you with me. Want to get up at 5:30, we'll go. I'll show you.
So what kind of, I guess we need to focus on what kind of a position we need. Do we need, item number D is, that we have here also talks about appointing Jolene probably as potentially an interim. And then what do we want to post?
Well, I mean, we could have this discussion all day long. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this is the way that I look at it, and I know I'm going to throw it out there and see what you guys think, but I think the job, and we've all said that Jolene's done it all, and she does it all, and I know that she's very, 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 very good at what she does. You know, I guess I feel like she's earned the position, okay? She takes her job very seriously, and she takes a lot of pride into it. She does an awesome job with paperwork. And I have a feeling that if my input is if we don't give her the opportunity, whoever we hire, I promise you, they're going to do the work and you're not going to.
Exactly.
I'm just thinking outside the box here. Because you feel like you've earned it.
I do. I've been doing it for a very long time.
Maybe we have the agenda back and forth because we have to appoint a, you know, because the next mm-hmm. thing is to appoint
Point.
A
right.
A full-time superintendent.
You know, yeah, or, so I guess that's the main thing. Is we're gonna separate the jobs? Or are we going to keep it together? Or what? I mean, I guess that's what we need to decide, correct? I mean, that's what it states mm-hmm. on the agenda is, you know, there's a one and a two.
Mm-hmm. Did you make a motion, Bob, or did you just say that?
No,
was your, okay.
No, I didn't. Okay. I was just mumbling.
So who would be the interim? I guess I think we even need to think about that. Who's the interim road foreman or?
Well, there is no foreman. It'd be the superintendent, the administrative assistant, which mm-hmm. is Jolene, right?
So for the interim road supervision project leader?
Currently, right now, Brent Byrode was Brent's second in command. So until he hears otherwise, he's kind of
he's taken that role. And, he's yes. taken that role as the interim.
So he's kind of like the road foreman right now, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he took Fred's job, though, he'd be road superintendent, right?
Say that again.
Same thing.
No,
he doesn't have his license.
He doesn't have a license.
He doesn't have his license, so he would just be the road foreman, and I would be the highway superintendent, which is the clerical part of the job.
You know, when he left the shop over there at 7:45 this morning.
So can we? I'm wondering if we can just can we post both of these? That's what I'm wondering. Can we post both and see what we get? Because I agree, there's probably not a lot of highway superintendents out there. But I mean, maybe you can apply for everything. No? I mean, I don't know. Otherwise, I can see the value of a road foreman.
We have a highway superintendent. We have a licensed highway superintendent. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
What's the difference between a Class B and a Class A?
2 years of experience.
Time.
And that's it? And there's no other qualification required other than
none.
You just got to serve 2 years.
So if we had somebody come in as a road foreman and they wanted to get their license, they could still get it. Is that right?
Anybody.
Anybody could get it.
It just gives them such an amount of time to pick up the license.
Okay.
So, you know, if you would give it to me and then hire somebody, then you would just take it back away from me again?
Oh, no, not necessarily. But I'm just saying anybody can get this license. Or, yeah. I mean, anybody can try to get this to better themselves and make themselves more.
It's not easy.
No, I heard it's really hard.
It's a 60% pass rate.
Right.
I took the class with 15 people. Mm-hmm. Six of us passed, mm-hmm. and two of them were engineers. Mm-hmm. So it's
tough.
It's a very tough test.
By rights, all the work you've done, you should be an A right now, or come in November.
Mm-hmm. Be nice.
Okay. So, Bob, did you have a motion to,
No, I'm going to combine C and D.
Okay.
So if we want to do D, I don't.
Does that make sense? Let's see here. I'm trying to figure it out. Well, if you do C, mm-hmm. and I don't know what your thought process is, but I think I know what it is, then you basically... You eliminate D, is that correct?
Well, it's either a full-time or an interim. You've got it depending mm-hmm. on what you did on C. So mm-hmm. you can do both.
Mm-hmm. Can we... Yeah, so we can do both.
If we advertised, would you be interested in being the interim until we saw what we had for applicants?
I guess I'm pretty torn about that because I've been doing the work and doing the interim and then...
I'm gonna go on a limb here and just see what happens, okay? Because I like to make things interesting, okay? I'm gonna make approval, okay, to make it two positions and the administrator assistant highway superintendent is the paperwork only, okay, versus the road director, department director, and the highway superintendent / foreman. So I will make a motion to do two positions. That's pretty much what it is.
So you would just do the paperwork. The road foreman would be the one that would get the guys out going, doing what they're supposed to do every day, mm-hmm. and you would just take care of all the paperwork, and right. and send it to the state, and
like she does now,
like you do now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, a road foreman. If I understand right, he's a working foreman.
You can make him whatever you want. I mean, you're going to have to. So whoever you hire is going to be on a blade, out on the job site. He's not going to I think so.
I can second that. If we get somebody else to.
So then the guy in charge could run a blade or should run a blade too, and
that would make sense to me if it'll happen, but it hasn't happened in
Well, if you get somebody, I guess mm-hmm. we have control of that obviously because this person's appointed. So mm-hmm. and if you hire somebody,
well, it's been that way for 40 years.
Well, I understand that. I know exactly what you're saying, but. Yeah, I guess it all depends on the situation where how you enforce it or push it, or if somebody's hired outside the group.
So if they contact me for a job description, then I would post this foreman / safety manager.
Won't the union be mad that since they're not a union employee that they're taking work away from a union employee? Haven't we already had that trouble before?
Well, I don't think Fred was.
That can be a problem.
Am I wrong?
But if we, I guess my question is if we appoint them, obviously they're appointed, and if they don't belong to the union,
we would have to negotiate that maybe when we talk. Mm-hmm.
Perfect timing.
With mm-hmm. the union.
Yeah. So do we buy another blade for them? If they're running a blade or...
Or so they're, maybe that's the cover when people are gone, you know, vacation, personal days, whatever, that would be a good...
We are two men behind.
A good, that would be a good way to get some coverage.
What's that?
The two guys quit?
Oh, I've lost track. Some have quit, some have retired, then we did some layoffs a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you're kind of talking about over the last X amount of years, like 3 or 4 years, two guys short.
We've been short for 10, 12 years.
Oh, okay.
Well, we have 7 blade operators, right?
7 blade operators.
I'll second your motion.
Truck drivers and a mechanic.
Yeah, he's a third truck driver.
Yeah, and he drives truck and he does the signs and, yeah.
But we don't need another motor grader, sure.
We used to actually have 8 motor graders, and now we're down to 7, but...
Yeah, sold the one.
It would be nice to have an extra person out there to drive truck or, you know... Kevin's a mechanic and he does more truck driving than he does wrenching, so... And then he's got the signs, and he started doing the deputy vehicle oil changes a couple of years ago, and he's kind of had a lot of stuff piled on him. And signing is very important, because that's where you get
your lawsuits.
So we're talking about 2 positions, but you would just do the paperwork. So we still need a road department person that would be a highway superintendent.
No.
That would know about all this stuff.
And we have to negotiate with the union on the contract then, if we do it this way too.
Mm-hmm. Can we just jump down to D? Can we post them both? I'm going to go back to that and see what we get or not.
So I made a motion, you seconded, correct, to make it 2 positions. Is that right, Joan?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I have.
Okay.
And that, Bob, was that we were similar to your motion?
2 positions, administrative assistant, slash highway superintendent, paperwork only, and then a foreman, the foreman slash safety manager job description that NERMA has would be like a working foreman? Is that what?
Well.
Is that what you're?
For sure. And the 2 people right now, I guess he better be working.
As long as he can work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just real quick, you go ahead and do your thing, and I'll tell you.
Tell us first.
Fred would go out and work the roads. I remember, it's been several years ago, but he'd go out and work the roads, and the guys never had a problem with him going out and working. Okay, so...
He did get...
At one time he did?
One person got upset.
Oh, okay. But it's just good timing right now with the negotiations that we're talking about, so...
It could be bad timing.
Could be really tough.
Can we just name Jolene to go down to the next?
So we have a motion. I'll call roll for 2 positions. A foreman slash safety manager and an administrative assistant slash highway superintendent paperwork.
A lot going on there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Janet.
I'm really torn on this one.
You seconded the motion.
I know I did, but then at that point I wasn't thinking about what we were just talking about. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that part. So I, at this point, I'd say no. I'm probably not ready to do that.
Scott.
What's that?
Oh, it's your turn.
Okay, I made the motion. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And I seconded it by Miss. Yeah. And
then. So she withdrawn her. You withdrawn your second.
Can I withdraw it?
I don't know.
Probably not, because I already put, I just to keep the motion going, to keep it going.
Bob.
Yes.
Larry.
What am I voting on?
Two positions.
A road foreman.
Well, yes,
we're just splitting them too.
Splitting them up.
Well, I'd like to have something to say about that second position.
You will.
Brooke gets hired. But it don't always turn out the way you want it to, though, either. Yes.
Troy.
No.
Okay. Motion passed.
Okay. All right. So we're on to item D. approval of appointing a full-time highway superintendent administrative assistant or an interim Dakota County Highway Superintendent due to the retirement of Fred Kellogg. Jolene Gubels has her highway superintendent license, Class B license. So since we passed C, then I think we should probably pass D.
Well, I'll tell you, I think we've talked about this a lot, and we know exactly what her position is, and I'll make a motion to appoint Jolene Gubels as the full-time highway superintendent administrative assistant, and not an interim.
I'll second.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
No.
Janet? I'm going to say no too, because I would have wanted it to be interim, so.
And I just wanted to get it out there for everybody, and that's why I think that way.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job, Jolene. Until we really get a handle on what we have going on.
I think we got a good handle on it.
I think she has a good handle on it, on the paperwork for sure.
That's probably 90% of the battle, I would think, dealing with the state and et cetera. So, all right, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. So, we're on to item number E. Board of Health, we had an incorrect appointment. Two people appointed to that board for the last, I don't know how many years, numerous years. And according to the statute, we should only have had one appointed. And I've talked to both Troy and Bob about this. And I think in light of Bob and I are working heavily on budget, Troy's working heavily on road department stuff. I think Scott has indicated he has some time to assist with this search in that department. So I'm going to appoint Scott Love to the Dakota County Health Board. So we only have one going forward. So
is everybody okay with that?
You have to make all the meetings.
I'll second.
There's no motion. I'll just do it. It'll be fine.
There will be some meetings
It'll
to go
fine.
To.
Okay. It'll be good.
All right.
Hey, listen, I don't have a problem going to meetings as long as I just need to feel like I'm a little bit more proactive in some things. Yeah. It'll be good. It'll be fine.
Yep.
I've known those people, and from the time that we were doing all the remodeling, it'll be good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited about doing it.
For volunteering,
no, that's
or
fine.
Voluntolding, or whatever it was. Any of this other discussion or questions? Okay. Did I make a motion to appoint, and it was seconded?
No, we don't need.
Don't have to. Okay, don't need anything there. Okay, done on that one. Scott, congratulations.
Oh yeah.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Enjoy. Item F.
Enjoy.
Approve. They've done some good stuff over there.
I know.
Really
they
have. They've done some great stuff.
It's been a heck of a year.
They have had a good year.
Before that.
Approval of the Dakota County Handbook and Resolution 21C-017, Joint Resolution and Agreement Adopting a Joint Employee Handbook relating to employment practices and policies for all offices and departments. We had this meeting Friday the 21st, shortly after our last meeting, and all the elected officials were there, I believe, except Sheriff, and almost all of his employees are tied to union contracts. So we did get through the whole handbook. Of course, there are a few areas where there's some questions, and part of that is related to what we discussed earlier with the counts, payroll claims. But we're having those researched, and I don't know if you had a chance to look at the employee handbook. Any questions you might have over it?
A lot of work was involved in that.
A lot of work and a lot of research. I mean, the county officials stepped up and did a lot of research on, you know, our adjacent counties, what was common practices. A lot of phone calls made, a lot of information gathered by all the elected officials. It was,
and I think it'll be really good for the non-bargaining employees that really some longevity pay increases, things like that. So I think it's really good. So.
Yeah, it was quite the.
I know Fridays had, and I know I'm a part of that committee, and I apologize. Fridays over the last several months has not worked for me, and I want to thank you guys for stepping up and doing it. And I seen the 255 pages that was sent to me. So,
a lot. I hope it wasn't that long, was it?
No, I'm just saying that number out there. I'm just saying.
I think it was like 40.
It was a bunch.
I think we've read it so many times. I think it was maybe 70.
It was a bunch.
But it wasn't just, more than 100.
My point is that just thanks for everybody stepping up and getting everything.
So what, not to change the subject, get off that, but the pay for these two positions, what's the pay going to be then?
What
two positions? New positions of the county road department.
Well,
it's posted in the one, isn't it? Or do we, is that part of the budget for next year maybe? We kind of sat down and talked a little bit about. One of them has
who gets Fred's truck? I was kind of wanting myself. So then I come take Joan out there to shore him out. It was really bad.
Don't take it out there until it's paid.
Well, Jolene already has a salary, and then maybe that just this is it a portion?
She gets a stipend. Jolene's salary really wouldn't change.
Yeah.
It's just a road foreman that you need to look at. And that was already set in the budget also.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How much was it?
$255,000 a year.
Oh, I want that job.
No, you don't. You're retired. You live in here.
I do that job.
I left my budget stuff in the car, but it was
53.
I was
50
thinking
something.
Fred was making 53, so I thought this person should maybe start at 50.
That's what the posting has
but
on
you
it.
Can make it.
And Jolene's wage is not going to change?
It will change with the superintendent.
She'll get the stipend.
She'll get the highway superintendent stipend that comes from the state.
It comes from the state. The B is like. How much?
40.
As a B. For a B.
Me.
Yeah.
B.
And then an A is like, what, 10,000, 9,500?
Right. Yeah.
Something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's kind of pre-established kind of already with the 50, about 50 for the, whatever that, foreman? Safety? Okay. And that would keep it pretty much in line with the budget that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you need a motion for F then?
Yes.
A second.
Any questions on it? I mean, if you got a chance to look through it, I mean,
I did not look at
a lot of good information.
But nobody in there got an answer about Fred's truck.
Ask Jolene.
The road guy, he's the boss, right? The road foreman.
Call Byron. He'll let you know. He's next in charge.
If you need to probably take it out to do some inspections, you probably could.
I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to take Joan, and I'm going to take you, and then I can take one of you other guys who won't have a form.
You don't want to take me?
No. Well, yeah, you can go.
No, no.
I think we're ready for a roll call on this one. Are we ready for a roll call on this
one? I'll offer you one.
The handbook?
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
2 years later.
Larry?
Are you okay with the handbook?
Jesus. What the hell's going on?
Handbook.
21.
Yes or no? 21.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
God.
Yeah, four years later, you still wouldn't go with me.
All right, number six.
I wasn't ready for a nap.
Commissioner committee reports. Any commissioner committee reports?
Put me to sleep, probably.
Sure.
I was at the Region 4 meeting in Norfolk. They said there's so many mental health issues in our area that they are totally out of beds in the units that they treat mental illness. So that was eye-opening to me. And I was at the Nebraska Conservation District. Tourism is going to be a huge promotion area for that group as we go into this summer with COVID now so relaxed. So that was my reports. Anybody else have any commissioner reports? And then there's, mail and emergency business.
Just that the ad is supposed to be posted for the health director position.
Okay.
So that is open still, and Scott will fill.
Do you know when it closes?
I do not.
I'll find out.
Yeah.
I'll walk. I went over there last week to talk to them, and they wasn't around, or he must have been on the job, but I'll find out.
Okay.
So anyway, start getting applications in. Good.
Right.
Perfect. Perfect. They've, like I said, they've had some transitions and been doing a good job over there.
Mm-hmm.
Any other reports? Mail and emergency business. South Sioux City Planning Commission notice of public hearing to make amendments to their redevelopment. And that's, I think this is that construction they've been talking about for a long time, along, aren't they going to do something with the on and off ramps? Isn't that what?
No.
Nope, this isn't the on and off ramps.
This is a TIF.
Oh, it is?
This is a TIF. They've changed the, they just are letting you know there's going to be a public hearing. They're changing the plan on the TIF for, and it's, the TIF is called Northeast Redevelopment Area, and that's there on River Drive, or Hobie 17. Addition, and yeah, 17.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm looking at this Nebraska thing. So we should make a point to go to that. I think that would be very.
That's where all the apartment complexes are going up on the other side.
Very correct. Informative. Wednesday? I think we can go as public, can't we? We can.
You should not attend as a forum. Sigh on the other side, the county board.
So if it's a public hearing, we can't go unless there's just two of us.
No.
Even if we set apart.
Nope.
Well, does anybody want to volunteer to go? I guess.
When is it?
June 9th, which is coming up next week, next Wednesday at 4:00.
That's Kearney. Are you going? Or
oh,
anybody going?
That
to Kearney?
Is the Kearney thing. Yeah, I won't. You won't.
I won't be.
I won't be available. Okay. So Wednesday at 4:00. I will be out of town.
The Wednesday. That's the Wednesday.
You're doing the BOE thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Anybody can go?
I'm not here.
I'll try to.
Scott,
Joe,
yeah.
Are you in town, Joe?
No.
Oh, that's June 9th?
June 9th.
Next Wednesday.
Did you get this? You have this in your? Did you have that in your packet?
I don't know. Yeah, I think I did right here.
Yeah, I was reading the wrong one when I read this. Okay, but yeah, if you can go, Scott, that'd be great. It'd be interesting to see what's coming up. What's happening. You too, Larry. That might be a good one to go to.
What is it? Oh, up there, planning and zoning?
No, it's a public hearing.
The TIF hearing.
Oh.
South Sioux.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When is it?
The 9th.
Maybe I'll stand up and give them a little taste of my TIF experience.
Yeah.
This is what they'll say to me. Are you here for, is this personal or business? Is this county business or personal? I've heard that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They don't like, well, I guess that's fine for them to ask that. Yeah.
Listen to me.
Well, it's good to hear what the project is and how it means.
Yeah, I'll make sure I'm there. They like to see me up there anyways. Yeah, I'll make sure.
So we're all are welcome. They just kind of want
to. Yeah, right.
To
I'll be there all the night.
Perfect.
It's not very big, right? Mm-hmm.
No.
20-some person.
20.
Big enough.
20 lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
The difference.
All right. And then.
Yeah, he'd be building a cell down there. It was amazing.
Other mail and emergency business. I thought I had something else, but maybe I don't. That's what this was. I was reading the wrong one.
I just stuck that in there so you'd know.
I-29, transportation. Yeah.
And this is gives the dates on the back of when they expect the project to be completed and done, stuff like that. So if anybody calls and asks about it, you
have an idea. Anticipated start May of 2021, which is right now. This is all the work that's been going on out here.
Yep.
I was on the wrong one.
Yep.
So, yep, you have your information. All right. Adjourn. Sorry. Oops. Oh, didn't mean to. 4:32.
Do you need a motion to adjourn?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
We can just adjourn. When we get to the end of the list, we're done.
Well, okay, guys. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Larry, we're in good shape.
$255,000.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, we got it.
Yeah. Next one.
Oh, shit. I thought we were done.
No. There's still one.
She's been waiting patiently over there.
Yeah.
Let's pack it all ready to go.
Very blast.
Okay.
All right.
Roll call.
Troy.
Here.
Janet.
Yes.
Scott Lowe.
Happy to be here.
Robert Casey.
Here.
Larry Albanese.
Here. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted in the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll go down to one consent agenda. Approval of the previous minutes from May 3, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes. Two is going to be new business. Christie Apps Assessor requesting approval to correct clerical errors and to add admitted property to tax roll.
Yes. So the first three on the list were permissive exemptions that got percentages. Christie has an updated list. Sorry.
Oh, which one
I
is
had
it?
To add.
The blue one?
The one with...
Black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So the first three are permissive exempts. Do you need to know the names, or do you?
Only really matters. Do we need the names?
It's. I mean, it's. I think it was the Eagles and the one of the Legions that serve alcohol. So the permissive exempt, they were a certain percent taxable. It didn't get put on. It was added.
Before. Okay.
Yeah. Before
just
the
certain part of their
yep.
building.
Yep.
Okay.
And then the rest of them are all valued. That's a benefit to us because most of them changed for the better. They just didn't roll from the ATR forward. Jones was a negative because somehow she had a new house. She didn't have a new house. It was on the wrong parcel. So, and this was the first year it got rolled, so we just took it off. I don't know what they were looking at.
So, Christy, mm-hmm. so it didn't go to the, it didn't go on the new tax roll? Is that what you said?
Well, it's not really the tax roll. It's just the change of value notices. We got these out so they wouldn't have longer to protest. So if we get it done now, we don't have to give them longer to protest.
Okay.
So we got
them
out.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So these are part of the current?
Change of value notices.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. Yep. Most of them are to our favor, but I want to do it the right way. So we don't have people getting angry, which they already started. So.
I see they started coming out in mail today.
Oh, we already got mailed up.
So tell me again then. So we talked briefly the other day, and a lot of it was rural.
Mm-hmm. Right. We reviewed rural roads. Mm-hmm.
And that hadn't been done for a while?
No, it has to be done every 6 years, and it had been over 6 years.
Been over six.
Rural, residential.
And farm.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily land, it was buildings and houses.
Right. Like acreages.
Acreages, farm sites, yeah.
Okay. Fence sites, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything with a building on it.
So I'm trying to think of a better, obviously cost of to build it
yep.
would be more, but,
yeah.
but something better than it hadn't been done.
It before. Hadn't been rolled. We had it in the working file, we just had never rolled it forward because I don't know why, particularly. But until we figured once we did our rural review, that's when we would do it, and that got done this past winter.
So were there some pretty substantial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people don't like to get permits.
Well.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to get home to the mailbox.
Not me either.
I can't wait.
But we get special values here.
And you might not have got one, Scott.
You may have not. Some people did. Some people didn't.
Because you are rural.
They don't have rural. They don't get one if it goes down, right?
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Mm-hmm. More than $100, I think we did. Really? I think we did. It's $5 or $10. We sent one out. That's the limit we sent. You
really?
Get one either way.
Do we ever do an ad in the Star for homestead exemptions for people to file? Do you have you filed your homestead? I think it'd be good for the board to do that.
Did put something in the paper, but I could be wrong. I thought we did back in January or February when it comes out. I'll look in
because they have
right
till the end of June.
June 30th.
Correct?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure it was.
And I know we do it on Facebook. We put something on Facebook
okay.
too. Not that everybody has that. So, okay.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people that probably would fill out a homestead exemption would say
what?
Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah,
one of
that's
two.
Probably
I'm not
true.
On Facebook. I would not see that.
Yeah.
I would not see that.
So this is everything?
This well, as of today, if they don't like what they have, they'll have to protest.
Perfect.
Okay.
This is not your tax list correction.
No, these are not tax list corrections. This is just omitted property.
This is omitted property.
So we need a motion.
So moved on the omitted properties to tax roll.
Second?
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Joy?
Yes.
Janice?
Yes. It's clerical errors too, right?
Yes.
And omitted, yeah.
Clerical and omitted, yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to three. Mail and/or emergency business. A, Nebraska Taxi.
No, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Clerical errors.
Actually, it's almost all clerical errors is what it is to me.
Yeah, clerical taxes.
Tax list corrections.
Yeah. Tax list corrections, I do have those separate. Most of them were from the state. They were homestead exemptions. People must not have reported income, right? And they changed them. So 98, 97, 98.
I had that all under A, but Chrissy's got it separate.
I do by correction. 98, 99.
But they're still clerical.
That's why I'm looking around like, what's going on right now?
These are actually tax list corrections. 9900, 9901, 9902.
This sheet that I sent out, the bottom half is tax list corrections, and then on the second, and that's what she's reading off, right?
Sorry. Those are all tax list corrections by the state. There's nothing you can
do.
Oh, the state gives us all this stuff?
Yeah, that's nothing I did. It's all from the state.
All from the state.
Yeah.
So can I make a motion to approve the tax correct?
Oh, can we just make a motion to do both?
I think we already did the one where we roll call on that one.
Well, I have three that aren't state related.
Okay.
Corrections. I think they're trailers. 9903 is a trailer that's being moved out of county from Lake Village.
Wherever.
Yeah, they're moving it to a different county. 9904 is void because they had the wrong trailer. And 9905 is just another trailer from Lake Village being moved to a different county. That's all I got.
Okay, so I'll make a motion on the tax corrections that Christy just presented to us.
I'll second.
Where are they in? In here.
I didn't. Well, my spreadsheet's different.
Three on the bottom.
So. Okay.
She's calling it by this number right here.
Oh, those things.
I don't have that number
on
this list.
I get it.
You don't have these. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Got it.
I did not want.
I can't find it because it's not there.
I didn't want to copy this whole packet.
Okay. Got it.
I just put it into an Excel file with all the information. But I have it by parcel number, not by.
Oh,
she's referring to her tax list correction number.
Got it.
But it's the homesteads and the mobile homes.
And the mobile homes is owned for corrections.
That are on that list.
Yeah.
I just have two mobile homes. Is there
One's void.
Okay.
Unless there was a new one, I didn't really.
Affordable housing.
Yeah.
Those two.
Yeah, there were two, and then they made a mistake on one and added a third.
Oh,
okay.
So there are two, but there were three. If that makes any sense.
Yes.
One's
I corrected it, so there's just two now.
Yep.
Okay.
There, I see it at the bottom
and
there.
Then, yes. Yep. And then all the homesteads got corrected by the state.
Yeah, that's
so,
the letter we
got.
All right.
Okay. Scott and Robert did it. So, Robert, I'm calling roll. Robert,
yes.
Larry,
yes.
Troy,
yep.
Jan,
yes.
Scott.
Yes. Barely.
No.
No, we got one more item, don't we?
Yep.
We got four. Public comment.
Okay.
And is there anybody from the public that would like to speak?
No.
They have no public comment. So, unfortunately, we have to move to five, which is adjournment.
Wow.
Bingo.
Did you?
No. What?
The mail emergency business.
Oh.
This thing.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that. Let's go back to three and do that real quick.
It's just that thing that you got, Christy, and what they said was that you were okay.
Nebraska, from the Nebraska, Turk Commission said we were fine.
Yeah, so I just wanted everybody to see that.
We were in
acceptable. Address to the board.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
I got that myself.
Have we been informed on what to spend the COVID money for? What we can spend it for?
They have until July 7th. To make amendments to it. So NACO said to hold off until all of the amendments are there before we start doing anything.
Did we get the check from the state for that bridge down south of Homer? They're going to go to cost share, $200,000 or something, that bridge down there.
Is it done?
I know what you're talking about, but... Yeah, okay, so adjourn. Bye, adjourn.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Once we shut that...